Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Pure Michigan.
Hi Jim, Patrick the Interns of the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my June new music picks. Before I get into my new music picks, just to prove that Rocking the Suburbs moves product, Patrick, your book review of the new Clean book finally got me to buy that book. It's been sitting in my cart for a while and I just haven't got around to ordering it, so that's on its way and I'm really looking forward to it. That being said, I really need to order that Chris Knox book as well. I'll get to that at some point. Anyway, that's enough of me waffling on. Let's get to the new music. My first pick is The Day of Execution by French band Slift from their album Fantasia. I didn't know anything about this band before hearing this record, and I believe this is their fourth album. It's a really interesting record. Like, the first two songs on the album, Fantasia and Corrupt as Guy, have this kind of synth keyboard lines that run through it on top of kind of like a post-rock, post-metal kind of sound. And that's kind of what I thought the record would be. But then you get a bit deeper into it and it definitely goes more into the post-metal side. Like, The Day of Execution is probably the most metal song on the record. I think the record is really strong musically, and in some places the vocals just don't live up to it. That being said, The Day of Execution, the vocals are spot on for what they need to be. Like I said, it's kind of aggressive post-metal with that kind of awesome guitar line going through it. Very cool. Anyway, this is The Day of Execution by Slift from their album Fantasia. Second pick is Tumbleweed by New Zealand artist Delaney Davidson from an album called Baby Heavyweight. My first exposure to Delaney Davidson was his work with probably my favourite contemporary New Zealand artist, Troy Kingi, on his album Black Sea Golden Ladder, which is part of his 10 albums in 10 years and 10 genres series. That album is more folk-based, and the level of songwriting on that album is just fantastic. I haven't really delved into any of Delaney's solo records, even off the back of that record being so strong. So when this album came out, I thought I'd just give it a go, and I just got into it instantly. The backbone of this record is definitely country. That kind of dirty, kind of Alabama 3 style country. But the songs are so catchy and kind of hooky. Like this song, Tumbleweed, is just an absolute gem. It's just so cool. I just love the Terreo bit with those drums. It just sounds freaking cool, man. Like it is a bit cheesy and it is a kind of a little bit silly, but man, it's a song that puts a smile on my face. I actually just watched the video and it's great. It's like super gangster in the kind of the silliest way. Yeah, it's just a fun song. Anyway, I hope everyone is doing well, having some good weather, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are. See ya.
Always time to start again. Never too late to start again. Always time to start again. Never too late to start again.
Hey Jim, hey Patrick, hey fellow listeners to the Rock in the Suburbs. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about June new music. As usual, I am late to the party, so I hope you can include this one from me. I've got two picks this month, two songs, and the first one is Phoebe Bridgers' new song, Lost Boys. I saw the video, I've listened to the song a number of times, and then this morning I saw on Instagram that she was on Jimmy Fallon with a bunch of kids / teenagers as a backing band, and it's absolutely gold. You need to watch this. the key, the guy on the synth or the keys, I don't know, he doesn't look a day older than eight, and he is absolutely crashing it, and he has this smile on his face throughout the entire song, and all the other kids are fantastic as well. So give it a listen, Lost Boys by Phoebe Bridgers, and be sure to look up the performance on Jimmy Fallon. I haven't been a big fan of Phoebe Bridgers before. I did listen quite a lot to the Boy Genius record that came out a few years ago, so but this song really is promising more to come when she releases a new album in mid-August. So, Lost Boys by Phoebe Bridgers. And my second pick will be a favorite band that came out with a couple of good records just a few years back. They're called Kiwi Junior, and they released a new single, and it's called Pure Michigan. And that's all for me. I hope everyone are doing well. I hope that everyone going to Suburbs Fest will have a fabulous time, and I'll talk to you next month. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Michigan. Yeah. It was over before it began. I grabbed my passport and ran. My phone doesn't work on the Canadian side of the line. Ah, it was good luck brought us nowhere. So good luck, goodbye.
On top of kind of like a post-rock, post-metal kind of sound,